Shalom to all. Today's Av is Daf Samach Gimel, and we are starting Samach Beis Amud Beis, the bottom line with the words Nas Allah. And today's Av is sponsored by Lunishmas Mars Meir Sar Bas Yaakov Moshe. Her neshama should have an aliyah. So we're really right in the middle of a discussion. Rabbi Yochanan proved the point he was making from a brisa regarding Esnan Zayna, the payment given to a Zayna, which the Torah says clearly is usher to be used as a carbon. So Rabbi Yochanan is referring to a case where Shmita produce was borrowed, but then repaid after Shmita with non-Shmita produce, and the payment doesn't take on the din of Shmita because it's not an exchange; it's just payment of a debt, and therefore it doesn't take on the din of Shemitah. And he proved this from the case of Esnan. We're just going to quote the words of the Braisa. We have a Reisha and a Seifa. The Reisha tells us that Nasan Lava Loi Ba'aleha, if a person had paid her but wasn't Ba'al her, or the Seifa is Ba'aleha Loi Nasan La, if he was Ba'al her and he didn't pay her, then that Esnan is Mutter. And Rechon explained that means that he had given her payment and then later on he was Ba'al her, or he was Ba'al her first and then later on gave her payment. That's not considered direct Esnan payment for her services. It's really just payment of a debt, if you will. Therefore, that animal is allowed to be used as a carbon. So we continue to discuss this in greater detail. And the Reisha had said, here's the words of the Gemara, Nasan Lava Achach Ba'aleha, if he gave it to her and then he was Ba'al her, that payment is permitted. Now picking up explaining the Reisha of the Braisa in greater detail, the Gemara says, Nasan Lava Achach Ba'aleha, when he gave her the animal and then he was Ba'al her, it's totally fine, that's allowed to be used as a carbon. Ask the Gemara, why is that? Lichi Ba'aleha, the moment he is Ba'al her, Samachim Lama Alpha on top, Lecha Allah Isser Esnan Lamafreya. We should say that retroactively, Isser Esnan goes on this animal, and so even though when it was given to her, it wasn't yet considered an Esnan because he wasn't Ba'al her, the moment he is Ba'al her, it should now retroactively become an Esnan and shouldn't be allowed to be used as a carbon. So Rabbi Lazar, that's proper gear, so now and throughout the Gemara, Rabbi Lazar says, Kishakadma v'krivasai, it's talking about where she preceded and she brought it as a carbon before the act of Bia. Ask the Gemara, Hechidami, what's the case? Ida Amar La, if he had told her when he gave her the animal, Knilech me'achshav, you're kind it from now already. So Pshita Jari, it's obvious that it's permitted to be used as a carbon. Though Lesa B'shaz Bia, it's not here anymore at the time of Bia. And Matana Ba'almahudi Yavla, he just gave her a regular gift, and so of course it's allowed to be used as a carbon. And if he never told her, I want you to be kind of this animal from now, even before the Bia. Well, Hechimatsu Makarva, how is she able to bring it as a carbon then? The Ish Kiyakdish is Beisai Kaidesh, Amrachmana. The Torah says, when a man is Makdish his house, it's Kaidesh. And what do we learn from here? Ma Beisai Rishusai, just like a person's house is in his own Rishus, it's his house, Afkol Rishusai, so too, anything that's in his Rishus, he can be Makdish. But this animal, which was given to her, but it's not hers yet, it's not in her Rishus, so she's not allowed to use it as a carbon. How could her Belazar answer? Oh, she used it already as a carbon before they did Znos together. Ella, so must be to Amrla, where he told her when he gave this animal, Lahavaka Beich Ad Shaz Bia. It should be by you until Bia, meaning it's not yours yet. It's just going to stay by you until Bia, but if you do need it for whatever reason, then you could already have it from now. And that's the Chiddush. Since the first part of the statement told us very clearly that he's not giving her the animal until Bia, you might say that it's considered regular Esnan. The Chiddush is, since he followed up with a statement that if you really need it now, so you could already have it now, that tells when she brings it as a carbon before the Znos happened, it's considered a regular animal and it's not an Esnan. That's what we could properly understand the Reisha of the Braisa. Now we continue discussing by Rabbi Shai. Rabbi Shai asks, Kadma v'kdishasai mahu. Let's say she was makdim before the act of Bia, and she was simply makdish the animal. She designated as a carbon, but she didn't physically bring it as a carbon. What's the din? On one hand, kivin d'amar, since it was stated elsewhere, am yosel gvayik misrasel hadyet, that when a person says something to gvaya, to hektish, that's like giving over to a hadyet. We know that when dealing with regular people, with hadyotas, the way to be makness somebody something is by physically handing it to them, but by hektish, it's different. You could just simply say, this is hektish. It's like you gave it over. So in this case, when she was makdish the animal that she received before the actual act of Bia, kamad akrivase dami, so maybe it's like she already brought it as a carbon, and so maybe even after the act of Bia, she's still allowed to bring it as a carbon. Adon, perhaps, on the other side, hashta miyah hakayiv isebeine, the animal's right here, and therefore when she has nus and the animal's here, it becomes Esnan, and she's not allowed to bring it as a carbon, even though, again, she was ready makdish it. So asking Marvatisha with Rabbi Lazar, why don't we answer this question based off what Rabbi Lazar had just told us before? Don't Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar had said above that she was makdim, she preceded, and she brought it as a carbon. What do we see from here? Dafka akrivasai. That's only if she actually physically brought it as a carbon. But it tells us that if she was just makdish it, that's not sufficient, and she's not allowed to bring it as a carbon later if she had already had znos. So Gemara explains why we can't answer this question based off Rabbi Lazar's din. Rabbi Lazar gufei koyim bayulei mai. He's asking in shitas Rabbi Lazar, what does Rabbi Lazar hold? Mishap shita later Rabbi Lazar. Is it obvious Rabbi Lazar that akrivasai dafka avakdishasai loy? That's dafka only if she brought it as a carbon already. But if she was makdish it, that's not enough. Why da ise b'shas bia? Because if she was just makdish it, that means that it's here at the time of Bia and it becomes also because of Esnan. I don't perhaps akrivasai pshitolei. There was pashat Rabbi Lazar that when she brings it as a carbon, that's not a problem. Vakdishasai misapkolei, and he wasn't so sure about hektish. And so hagufa, that was the whole question in what shitas Rabbi Lazar is. And the answer to this is teku, let it stand. We're gonna have to wait for Elyonov to come and answer it. Now we go into the second part of the braisa. Ba'alav achach nasan la, Esnan mutter. If he was first Ba'al her and then he paid her, so that Esnan is mutter to be used as a carbon. Ask the Gemara of Ramini, Avistira from braisa tells the exact opposite. Ba'alav achach nasan la, if he was Ba'al her and and then he gave her the payment, afilu mikan v'ad shalosh shanim, even if he paid her 3 years later, esnan usur, that esnan is usur to be used as a karbon. That's a blatant steer between brises. Tor nachmar yitzchak amar v'chizdo loikash no stira. Hada amar his bali li betleze. Hada amar la his bali betles stam. The second brisa, the one that we just quoted, is referring to where he told her, be bail to me with this tele, with this lamb. Whereas the first brisa, the one that we're basing ourselves off of, that was where he told her, be bail to me with a tele. And so therefore, when he designates the animal, it's this animal that's going to be used as your payment, even when he pays her up until 3 years later, it's still usur because that is clearly the esnan. However, when he just simply tells her, I'll pay you with a lamb, with some sort of animal, so then when he pays her later on, only later on, we could say, oh, that's a thing that's being used as payment, but at the time of this nos, it wasn't considered payment yet, therefore it's not usur. Ask the Gemara, really? Even when he tells her, with this teleh, with this lamb, I'm going to pay you, what does that make a difference? Why should it be usur? It's lacking mashicha. She never did mashicha, she never pulled it towards herself, she never made a kinyan, so why is it usur? We have two answers. Either we could say, we're talking about a non-Jewish zayna, she's not kind with mashicha, she's kind of simply by payment. A non-Jew is kind of an item, not by pulling it towards themselves, but by paying for it, and she paid for the animal with her act of znus, and therefore she is kind of it. Whereas we said, alternatively, we could say, we're talking about a Jewish zayna, we could say that it's in her chatzer, it's in her courtyard, and therefore her courtyard is kind of it for her. Ask the if it was in her courtyard, in this case of the Seifa, where he says that he was bail her and then he gave it to her, how is that possible that he gave it to her after he was bail her? She was kind of beforehand because it was in her chutzar beforehand. The answer is, the chiddush is, he made this lamb that was designated for a payment as an apotiki. He told her as follows, if I bring you money in between now and such day, motov, so that's good, that's going to be your payment. But if not, so then you should take this lamb for your payment, and therefore, even though it wasn't her chutzar at the time of znos, it still is not officially hers because it was only being used as a fallback payment. If he doesn't pay her in cash, so then she could use it. So it's still considered that he was bail aleha and then he paid her. But again, since it was designated to be used as her payment beforehand, that's why it's usur even if he only gives it to her 3 years later. Now the Gemara goes back to what had started this whole discussion, which was the case of Beir Abiyanai, who had borrowed payers fees from Aniyim, paid them back with regular produce in the eighth year, and Rabbi Yochanan Paskin, they don't take on the din of payers fees because they aren't viewed as a chalipin, as an exchange, rather repayment for the loan. So now the Gemara tells Moser Sheshesh asks the following. We have a brass that tells us, a person could tell his donkey drivers or his workers, who are either non-Jews or Amoratim, go and eat food with this money. So in this ratio, in this case, he's handing them money and saying, go buy yourself some food, or go ahead and drink wine with this money. He doesn't have to be worried for the following things. Not because of Shemitah, wouldn't have any worries about them buying Shemitah produce from somebody who's chashad al Shvias. We know the one's not allowed to give too many pairs of Shvias to an Am Aret. There's no problems of mice over here. Not because of Yain Nesech. And this is because he's giving them the money and they do whatever they want with it. So it's not like he's giving them these usher things. However, here's the safe Armelhem. Let's say he tells his workers, Tsuva Achlu, you go and eat Vani Pireya and I'll pay the bill. Or Tsuush Su, you go out and drink Vani Pireya and I'll pay the bill. We do have a problem with all these things because, like, the Baal Bias himself is the one that's causing this Isser to happen. Alma, what do we see from here? Kikapara, that when he pays up, even though it's later on, Demei Isser Kapara, he's paying with money of Isser. Basically means he's the one that's causing this Isser to happen. And so Hachanam, the same thing over here with Rabbanai, Kikapara, when they're repaying the vegetables they borrowed, even though it's in the eighth year now and it's not Shemitah anymore, it's like they're paying with Isser because since they had borrowed payer Shvias and now they're repaying that which they borrowed, whatever they're giving back takes on the din of Shemitah produce. And since it's past Zman Beer, it's past the time it's allowed to be eaten, so this is Usser. Why do Rabbi Yechanan say that it's okay? The answer is Tirgmar Chizr Chist explains that this case is different. We're talking about a storekeeper that is always giving credit to this Baal Bias, to the fellow who's sending his workers there, to Mishtabadle, that he's Mishabed himself to him, to Kivan to Urche Lekufe. Since it's regular for him to give him credit, Kanile Dinner Gabe, the dinner, the money, is already acquired by him. In other words, when the Baal Bias tells his workers, go to the storekeeper, get some food and drink, and I'll pay the bill, this is a regular arrangement, a standard thing that happens all the time in between the Baal Bias and the store owner, and therefore, it's not like he's paying the bill later on. Already at that moment, the storekeeper has a shibud on money of the Baal Bias, and therefore it is like an exchange for these usur things. If his workers end up taking Shemitah produce, it's like he's paying for that Shemitah produce right now, which is why it's usur. As opposed to the pair of shvias that were borrowed by Rabbi Yanai, they're being paid back way later on. That's not like a chalupin, it's not like an exchange. As there's two different cases. Ask the Gemara, hold on 1 second. If that's really true, then let's make a deal. Let's say the Baal Bias is sending his workers to a store that he's not used to getting credit at. My, what would it then be? Mutter, it would be permitted for him to have this arrangement? Well, if that's so, then we should redo the Braisa. Adetoni, instead of the Braisa teaching, that the first case of the Braisa, which was Mutter, was when he actually gave a dinner to his workers, neighbors to go buy food and drink with, and then that was okay. It was only the seifa that wasn't. Well, the liflik wasn't really duh. Why not take the seifa and make a differentiation just in that case alone? Instead of the mutter and usser cases of the Mishnah being two totally separate things, one is where he gave money and one is where he didn't give money, just have the same exact case with a slight variation. The Brass should say as follows. When is it usser for him to send his workers to the store? That's with the storekeeper that he usually gets credit by anyway, the Mishtabele, because it's at that very moment that there's a shibud on money, so it's like he's giving isser to his workers. But if it's a storekeeper that doesn't usually give him credit, mutter is permitted. And we always like when we make a differentiation in one case as opposed to two separate cases. But another question anyway is, even if he usually doesn't get credit from the storekeeper, isn't he still mishtabed himself right away to pay that bill? Because Va'amar Rav, Rav says, a person tells his friend, so let's say Reuven told Shimon, 10 mana leplaini, give a mana to Levi, and all my nechasim, Reuven saying, all my nechasim should be acquired to you, Shimon. Kana, he is kana, how does that work? Midin Arev, because an Arev, it's like a guarantor of a loan. When Reuven tells Shimon, I want you to lend money to Levi, and I'll be the guarantor of that loan, automatically there's a chiyuv, there's a shibud on Reuven, because he's being the guarantor. It's the same thing when Reuven tells Shimon to give money to Levi, it works midin Arev, and Shimon automatically acquires the things of Reuven, as really we don't need to have a situation of Chenviyana Makifai, a storekeeper who always gives him credit, and therefore when he tells his workers, I want you to go get food from him and I'll pay the bill, it's like he's being mishabed himself right then. It's like he's being mishabed himself anyway. As we're back to square one with our Shemitah produce borrowing case with Rabbi Yanai. So Rav Rav says, you're right, makifai, makifai, there's no difference if he usually sends him credit or not. Even though you're right, in the case of the storekeeper, the employer, the one who's sending his workers there, is always mishabed himself right away. However, the difference is, since he's not miyachid, he doesn't designate one specific thing to be used to pay back the shibud, that's why it's not usur. And actually, according to Rashi, we take out the next line and a half from the girsa, elohacha, mayachosh mishum shviyas, holem miyachid shibudei, and we pick up with the following, hacha, over here, the reason why in the case of the chenvin and the baal bayis sending his workers there, it's usur in the second case, is because Amar Papa Pop explains, kigan shehiktim le dinner, it's where the baal bayis was makdim, he preceded, and already gave money to the storekeeper, then he sent his workers there, so when the storekeeper is giving this food to the workers, it's like the baal bayis himself is giving that food to the workers, which is usur, as opposed to Rabbi Yanai borrowing the Shemitah produce from the Zaniyim has nothing to do with that. Now Rav Kana says, Amrisa Shmetza Kamedra Zvin Merada, I said this in front of Zvin Merada, and Amr Lee, he told me, Ihachiv, that's really so. At the time he sent the Brisa teaching, the water the Baal Bayis tells workers, Tsu'uv Achlu, Tsu'sh, Su, go out and eat and go out and drink, V'ani Payreya, and I'll pay the bill later, if it's really true what you're saying, that he already had given money to the storekeeper, Tsu'uv Achlu, Tsu'sh, Su, V'ani Mechashiv Boyle. The Brisa should really say that he told his workers, go out and eat and go out and drink, and I'll make a cheshbin, I'll make a calculation with the storekeeper how much money to take off that which I already paid him. So Amrlei told him, you're right, Tani, that's really what we should teach in the Braisa, Tzu'uv ani mechashev. Rav Ashi Amri gives a different answer why the Braisa can't be used as a question on the Rabbi Yanai Shemitah case, kigon shenotel v'nosen beyad, as referring to where the Baal Bayis himself took from the storekeeper and physically handed that food to his workers. And so that's why it's asur. So Amrlei Rav Ashi, Rav Ashi, Rav Ashi, Yachiv, that's really so. At the time, instead of the Braisa teaching that the Baal Bayis told his workers, Tzu'uv achlu tzu'sh su, go out and eat and go out and drink, Tiluva achlu tiluush suvi baile, it should say that he told them, here, take and eat, take and drink, because that's what he's suggesting, that the Baal Bayis himself went to the store, got food and drink, and handed it to the workers. So Amrlei told him, you're right, Tini, that's really what should be taught in the Braisa, Tiluva achlu tiluush su. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow, going back to one of our original cases, which came from the Mishnah, of Yid receiving schar for working with Yai Nesech. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.